Ronan Kelly is back now to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
Thanks, Anya. While there's still coverage of storm damage in all the papers, there's a lot more variety in the news stories today. The Examiner main story is a health one. The headline reads, "Woman, aged 66, died while taking Ozempic." It's a report from Cork Coroner's Court, which heard that the woman increased her Ozempic dose along with her prescription, but that this led to complete organ failure. A pathologist giving evidence said the case was extremely rare. She explained that the state or other laboratories can't check for Ozempic levels in a body because the drug is so new. The Examiner says that the woman's family has called for more awareness around the drug's potential side effects. The Irish Times has two stories on hybrid working. In one, it says that the civil service wants staff to come back to work in the office more frequently. The Department of Social Protection, for example, wants all staff to be at the office at least 2 days a week. The union says it'll fight the proposal. That's on the Times front page, while in the paper's business section, it reports that some top Irish firms are wedded to hybrid working for the time being. They're in the sectors of law, accounting and other finance. The Sun tells the story of the release of hostages from Gaza in two photos. One shows a young Israeli woman hostage being squeezed through a crowd of armed men and media. She's clutching a colourful gift bag in her hand, and her face is the picture of anxiety and stress. Then beside it, a picture of the same woman after the handover, and she's hugging a fellow hostage. Her head is pressed against his chest, and her face is bright, relaxed and smiling. The papers cover several anniversaries, two public and one personal. The Belfast Telegraph says, as you've heard, that it's 5 years since Brexit, and the paper says it's also 20 years since the killing of Robert McCartney. He was beaten up and stabbed outside a Belfast bar, and his sisters began a campaign at the time to get the people in their working class nationalist area to speak up and identify the killers. His sisters are speaking to Suzanne Breen in today's Belfast Telegraph. She writes, "The IRA leadership hadn't sanctioned the murder. Its members committed it, but after it happened, they had a choice." The dead man's sister, Catherine, said the IRA had to weigh Robert's life against protecting those who murdered him, and they chose the murderers. The personal anniversary in the papers today is mentioned in an incredibly insightful piece in the Irish Times. It's by columnist Emer McGlysett. She says it's 5 years since she was admitted to psychiatric hospital. She explains that she's still not fully cured, and she writes about her ongoing strenuous efforts to stay well. She says she tries not to strive for perfection. For example, rather than keep her jewellery tidily in one box in her bedroom, as you're advised to do, she has little bowls around the house where she's likely to put it on or take it off. She says she loves an optimistic line from a poet, which is, "Remember, green's your colour, you are spring." So much so, she's had the words "green" and "spring" tattooed just above her knees, so she can always look down and be reminded.
It's a very moving and important piece of writing this morning. That's Ronan Kelly.